Number three, because Jesus is alive, because the Bible is true, we must get the gospel out by the Holy Spirit's power. Everybody needs to know about Jesus. Everybody. That's exactly what he says. Luke 24, 47 through 49. And that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed or preached in his name. Whose name? Jesus' name. To all nations. What about the ones that have a different religion? Yes. What about the ones who disagree? Yes. Why? Because the ascended Jesus is Lord over all. All people, all times, all tribes, all tongues are under his sovereign rule, and everyone needs to know him. Isn't that unloving to tell them they're wrong? No. It's unloving to allow them to worship a false god and then die to stand before the real God. We tell people about Jesus as an act of love. Beginning from Jerusalem, the place of his resurrection. And you are witnesses of these things. So the Bible is written by those who are eyewitnesses to the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus. And behold, I'm sending the promise of my Father upon you. That is God the Holy Spirit. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. And what he says is, this message has to be proclaimed, this gospel, this good news that God loves us, that he came for us, that he lived the life that we have not lived, that he died the death that we should have died, that he rises to conquer the enemies we cannot defeat. His name is Jesus. It's all finished. He's alive and well. That the nations need to know, that everyone needs to know. And he says it must be proclaimed. And let me say this. This is at the heart of conviction at Mars Hill Church. The good news, the gospel of Jesus, is not something that can be shown. It must be said. It cannot be shown. It must be said. Because the good news is about the life, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus. Yes, we believe in justice. Yes, we believe in mercy. Yes, we believe it is good to seek the physical healing of people. Jesus healed them physically. Yes, we believe it is good to feed the hungry. Jesus fed the hungry. Yes, we believe it is good for those who are marginalized and poor and outcast to be loved and cared for as image bearers of God. And Jesus did that and taught that. But in and of itself, that is not enough to save. People don't need just good deeds, though they are helpful. They need good news. They need to learn about Jesus. And one of my great concerns is a cowardice among some who would say, I don't want to talk about Jesus. I just want to love and serve people. And I will assume that somehow they will make a connection to Christ. They won't. That's our job. Not just our job. That's our joy. That's our joy. There was a saint many years ago, and there's a saying that is attributed to him that some would say, perhaps he did not say, but it was, preach the gospel at all times and use words when necessary. False. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Tell people about sin and a Savior. And yes, as we love, and yes, as we care, and yes, as we give, and yes, as we serve, we can then say, this is on behalf of Jesus. He loves, he serves, he gives. He is good, he is God. Anything that you appreciate in my affection for you is a reflection of him. And so I'm not saying that good words and good deeds are to be divorced, but I'm saying that good deeds without good words can lead to damnation. And if we want people to experience salvation, we can't just do good deeds. We must tell the good news that Jesus died for sin and he rose for salvation and that he is the way, the truth, and the life and that no one comes to the Father but by him. And he says that we should preach repentance and forgiveness. And he says it should, very important word, should be proclaimed, then it hangs in the air as to whether you and I will actually do so. In His name, it says, we're to be talking about Jesus, not just God or Lord or Christ or Savior or Creator or some word in which a lot of meaning gets imported that is not from Scripture. Talking about Jesus and talking about the love of God in the death and resurrection of the Son of God.